Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms today, cloudy with our high nearing 56. Easterly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms continue overnight with a low around 43. North winds around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 30. A slight chance for some rain showers early on Tuesday, cloudy with a high nearing 60. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 46 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The city of Andover released an update Sunday morning regarding the impact of the Friday evening tornado that struck the town. The city reports that the crews have completed their final rounds of damage assessment and are still working to determine the exact number of houses that were destroyed. The National Weather Service has provided a preliminary classification of EF3 and will continue to assess damage. To control traffic flow and prevent looting, the Andover Police Department has restricted access to the areas that were hardest hit to residents only. Just after 8 p.m. on Thursday, police conducted a traffic stop on a Cadillac DeVille in the 1400 block of North Main Street in Garden City. After further investigation, a search of the vehicle was conducted. Officers did locate suspected fentanyl, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia, along with a firearm and ammunition. The driver, 35-year-old Albert Burdett of Garden City, was taken into custody. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A Kansas man died in an accident just before 10 p.m. Saturday in Sedgwick County. A GMC Sierra driven by 26-year-old David Fuentes of Wichita was northbound in the 2900 block of North Broadway in Wichita. That's according to Officer Chad Ditch. The driver lost control of the pickup. It struck railroad tracks, flipped, and Fuentes was ejected from the vehicle. First responders pronounced him dead at the scene, according to Ditch. The accident remains under investigation. Speed is believed to be a factor, according to Ditch. Riley County fire crews were called out to a structure fire in the 4600 block of Freeman Road north of Manhattan Sunday evening. A neighbor reported seeing smoke and flames coming from a single-story residence around 9:38 p.m. Fire crews extinguished the fire shortly before 11 o'clock, with 20 firefighters responding to the scene. No one was home at the time of the fire, and no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Warren Buffett gave Berkshire Hathaway investors a few details on how he spent more than $50 billion earlier this year and again reassured them that the company he built will endure long after the 91-year-old billionaire is gone. Tens of thousands of investors packed in Omaha Arena Saturday to listen to Buffett and Berkshire's vice chairman answer questions for the first time since the pandemic began. Buffett didn't reveal everything he bought, but he did mention several highlights, including boosting Berkshire's stake in oil giant Chevron to $26 billion to make it one of the company's four biggest investments. A train derailment occurred in Shelton on Friday. Union Pacific Railroad crews were on the scene of a derailment west of Shelton. Emergency crews were called to the scene at Willow Road and U.S. Highway 30. That's about a mile west of Shelton for the derailment. 15 cars in the westbound train derailed. The cause of the derailment is under investigation. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Severe weather Friday evening prompted thunderstorm warnings, and a tornado warning was issued around 6 p.m. for Washington County and later extended to include a portion of northwest Marshall County. Sirens sounded in Washington as rotation was observed by radar. No tornado sightings were reported, and damage was not significant. That cell pushed just north of Hanover into southeast Nebraska. Gusty winds and some hail were noted. Rainfall reports late last week varied widely, with a brief heavy thunderstorm early Thursday morning that brought nearly 2.5 inches to areas near Blue Rapids and around an inch to parts of Washington County. Other areas received little, if any, accumulation. Rain also moved across southeast Nebraska Thursday evening. Friday rains were more widespread, but again, some areas received less than a quarter inch. County commissioners' meetings last week were largely routine business as Marshall County commissioners declared May Mental Health Month. They approved a contract with the HSRS Construction for repairs to the Health Department building and heard that the county insurance carrier has requested bids for roof repair at that building from recent windstorms. Neighborhood revitalization applications were approved, including a $400,000 request for the new grocery store at Axtell. A community group has recently demolished the former J&J grocery and will erect a new store at that site for a community-owned store. Washington County commissioners discussed the merit of burn bans. A number of grass and field fires this spring have been aggravated by continued dry conditions and made more challenging with gusty winds. Emergency management reported receiving multiple calls recently from fire chiefs and others. Discussion included consequences for those who burn during unsafe conditions. A policy established back in 1995 allows individual fire chiefs to disallow burns in their area. It was noted conditions in one part of a county may always prevail in another part, and if a countywide ban were enacted, it could be several days before the next commissioner's meeting, allowing lifting of the ban. Consensus was to listen to comments at an upcoming fire meeting. Nemahal County commissioners were reminded the state has closed K-187 north of Centralia to U.S. 36 for a pair of bridge repairs. Traffic is being detoured from this route through completion expected in November. Eddie Aldrin has been hired as new emergency preparedness director for Nemahal County effective June 1st. Aaron Davis with Wichita State University spoke with commissioners about helping move to a county-owned and operated health department. The county attorney advised Nemahal County Community Health Services had inquired regarding renewal of their contract to continue serving as county health department. Consensus was to set up a meeting with community health services in the county to discuss options as to what they would like to see moving forward. Gage County Board of Supervisors recently heard concerns with Don Schuler and a recall effort for that board member from Wymore, who represents District 6. Ashley Mason of Beatrice is with a group claiming that Schuler violated his oath in not representing constituents. During comments at open forum of a recent meeting, concerns were expressed that Schuler allegedly was recruiting candidates for supervisor positions outside his district that would run against current members. 453 valid signatures from his district would be necessary for a recall election. Karen L. Rickey, age 73, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 7. Family will receive friends Monday, 5 until 7. At the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Karen Rickey. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, tater tots, mixed veggies and peaches. Tomorrow, turkey and Swiss sandwich, baked Lay's, tomato soup, tropical fruit, and a cookie. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So, let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout the region today, and temperatures will stay slightly cooler, with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 60s throughout Missouri. Showers and thunderstorms will continue overnight tonight, with our lows in the mid to upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying cloudy and slightly warmer throughout Tuesday, with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and upper 60s throughout Missouri. Some rain and thunderstorms likely throughout Wednesday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early May 71, record high on this date 91, the average low 49 and the record low 28. Sunset this evening 8:21, sunrise in the morning at 6:28. Few light scattered showers popping up under an overcast sky and 46 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 2nd of May. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The 2022 Pony Up Marysville Match Day is Friday. Your donations make a difference for area organizations working to build our community and families. Donate in person at the Helverine Community Center from 7 to 5 or visit ponyupmarysville.com to make your donation online from midnight Friday till 11:59 p.m. Friday. The Marshall County Historical Society is raising funds towards museum materials, exhibit displays, signage, display cases, mannequins, and archive storage containers to protect donations and artifacts not currently on display. Your contribution allows the Historical Society to continue their mission of sharing Marshall County's heritage with our future generations. The Marshall County Historical Society is raising funds towards significant costs involved with saving the tower of the building and repairing the north brick wall. Over the years, time and the elements have deteriorated some of the building structure, and efforts continue to maintain and improve the stability and assure that the historic courthouse will stand strong for the future. Pony Up Match Day is this Friday. Donate in person at the Helverine Community Center or online at ponyupmarysville.com.
Ja Morant and the Grizzlies come up short. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Game one of the NBA Western Semis ended in a nail-biter. The Warriors were down. Draymond Green following his ejection with under 2 minutes remaining in the first half. But thanks to a crucial three ball by Klay Thompson with 36 seconds left in the game, followed by Steph Curry's clutch block of Ja Morant, they lifted the Warriors to a 117-116 victory.
Yeah, you can't risk a foul here.
No,
I give him a little room there. He's too close. He'll go
right. They will throw it in. Finding Clark. Clark, bounce pass over to Morant. He'll drive in. Scoop is up. No good. Rebound. Wiggins. The Warriors win.
The call on KGMZ. Curry finished with 24 points. Thompson added 24, and Jordan Poole scored 31 off the bench. Baseball. Dominic Smith went 4-for-4 with 3 RBI in the Mets' 10-6 victory over the Phillies. New York sets a franchise record, winning 7 straight series to open the season. More NBA. The Bucks outmuscled the Celtics.
And Antetokounmpo will bring it up the floor in the right-hand dribble. Stumbles above the right high post. recovers against Horford, retreats between the three behind the three-point line. Dribbles to the left high post. 15-foot jumpers down. That's a dozen now for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The call on ESPN Radio. The defending champs win 101-89 to draw first blood in their Eastern Conference semifinal series with Boston. Giannis Antetokounmpo finished with a 34-point triple-double. Drew Holiday chipped in 25. Back to baseball. The Bronx Bombers stay hot against the Royals.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right. Back goes Dozier on the track. He's at the wall, and she's gone! A Judgian blast.
The call on WFAN. Aaron Judge delivered two homers in the Yankees' 6-4 victory, their ninth straight win. Around the majors, the Dodgers defeat the Tigers 6-3. The Guardians drub the A's 7-3 for their third straight win. And the Reds fall to the Rockies 10-1 for their sixth straight loss. This is Rich Cantu. ABC.
As your life changed, so should your health insurance. The Northeast Kansas Community Action Program can help you find the coverage that you need after a new job, marriage, or child. Our certified navigators provide free, unbiased enrollment assistance. Call 785-742-2222 today. You may qualify to enroll now based on income or life changes, and our navigators can help. Call NECAP, Inc. today at 785-742-2222. That's 785-742-2222.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Environmental Protection Agency followed through on a Biden administration pledge to use emergency action to give consumers access to E15. The agency issued an emergency waiver on Friday that will halt the June 1st restriction that were previously set to come into place for E15. That's a blend of gasoline and 15% ethanol. President Biden announced the plan for such a move in an Iowa speech earlier in April, leaving EPA to make emergency measures official. In a statement, EPA Administrator Michael Regan said that with the help of Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, he concluded that it was necessary to take action to allow E15 sales during the summer driving season in order to minimize and prevent disruptions of summertime fuel supply to consumers. Biden announced the move to soften the blow of higher gas prices following domestic inflation and the Russia invasion of Ukraine. Existing law offers a waiver from reed vapor pressure regulations for E10, but a federal court ruled last year that a Trump administration effort to expand that waiver to E15 was outside the bounds of the Clean Air Act. This waiver goes into effect now and will last 20 days. The maximum amount allowed by the statute, EPA said, will continue to monitor the supply with industry and federal partners, and the agency expects to issue new waivers effective, extending the emergency fuel waiver until such time as the extreme and unusual fuel supply circumstances due to the war in Ukraine are no longer present. More than 147,000 American farms produced and sold food locally through direct marketing practices, resulting in $9 billion in revenue during 2020. The local food marketing practices data, released by the National Ag Statistics Service, covers both fresh and value-added foods like meat and cheese. More than 40,000 farms sold food directly to institutions and intermediaries and brought in the most revenue at $4.1 billion. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Soil temperature reports here with the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, brought to you by Abilene Machine. When you need ag replacement parts, you need them fast. Whether you're looking for new, used, or remanufactured parts, Abilene Machine has more than 40,000 parts stocked nationwide and ready to ship to you right away. For convenient ordering, visit online AbileneMachine.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, things have been definitely warming up across the state of Kansas for both the 7-day averages and the maximum and minimums that we've seen across the state. Starting off with your south central portion in Hutchinson, Kansas, we've had about the 7-day average for that 4-inch temperature for the soil sitting at right around 63 degrees. The minimum that we've seen over the last 7 days has been about 55 degrees, well above what needs for the planting to begin. Current temperatures have been floating right about 70 overall. In the southwestern portion of the state, we'll look at Grant, Kansas, with 7-day averages sitting about 66 degrees. Minimums have been down into the mid-50s at about 55 overall. Moving on up to the northwestern portion of the state, we'll look at Udall, Kansas, for the 7-day averages at about 59 degrees. 7-day minimums still above that necessary average of 52 degrees overall as we start off the month of May, which is good news there. In north central Kansas, Jewell, Kansas, we're looking at the 7-day average right about 58 over the last few days. The minimum that we've seen has been floating around 51 degrees. Current temperatures sitting in the low 60s. In the northeastern portion of the state of Kansas, Hiawatha, Kansas, we're looking at 7-day averages for that 4-inch level at about 58 degrees, with the minimums at about 51. And the southeastern corner of the state in Uniontown, Kansas, 7-day averages have been floating about 60 degrees overall. Minimum temperatures have been down into the 53-degree range. Current is right about mid-60s overall. Soil temperature reports right here with the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Good morning, Dennis Henrich, Vietra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a Monday, and a good Monday it is, with the markets at 144 to 146 on cash cattle this week, 232 in the carcass. All sales were wrapped up on Tuesday, and certainly that beef market heading in the right direction. Well, a little bit of moisture again this morning in Beatrice, so that's certainly good news to go along with the cattle sale. We'll certainly start at 10 o'clock here this morning, and in the markets here today, it looks to be good. Hay will sell at 12 o'clock noon. Of course, this time of year, hay's a little bit lower on the numbers. On the square bales alfalfa, there's 35. Second cut, there's 40 brome. In the round alfalfa, there is 11. They weigh 17.50. And roar round corn stalks, good tight bales, there is 22. In the cows and calves and so forth, we do have a black family, 5-year-old with a January bull calf. There's 2 black first calf bred heifers. We're going to pull a preg on those. They're going to be bred black Angus due to calve in 30 days. There's 3 black bred cows, 4 to 6-year-olds are bred to Hereford, and 9 black cows running age running with bull. In the feeder cattle, it's going to be lightweight. It's pretty much all here today. A lot of calves, guys. Not a big sale, but certainly good kind of calves in order here today. There's 5 red, white face, char cross, steer, and heifers are going to be the cracky cattle. They are going to be in at 5,600. Pierce cattle are going to be 13 black, char, bull, and heifers are going to be 6, that's 650. The fuller cattle are going to be 5 black steers. They're going to be 4.5 to 500. Timian's cattle, they're going to be 11 black, red, white face, steer, and heifers, 5 to 600. The Laughlin calves are going to be 6 black heifers weighing 600. Hoisman calves, 5 black and red bulls and heifers, 4 to 550. Cisco's is going to be 12 black bulls. They're going to be 5, 6 and a quarter. The bus cattle, 20, correction, 31 red Angus, guys. Super good cattle, 5,600. Grunewald cattle is going to be 25. Good black calves are going to be steer and heifers, 5 to 550. And the Hagemeyer calves are going to be 40 red and black Angus steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 4 to 500. Thursday, May 5th, is the Dick Dunn household sale, the gun sale, folks. Beautiful pool table on that sale. Go to the consignment page, correction, the auctioneer page. We get that one right. And certainly check out the Dick Dunn sale, 5 o'clock Friday here in Beatrice. Hey, thanks for the business. Give us a call, Tony, Rick, or Denny, 223-3571. Have a great day, and keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneers page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
The first fruit of the season is not a fruit at all. All about the garden's pie plant today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 2nd, the 122nd day of the year. Wrestler-turned-actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson was born today. Spring is rhubarb season, and here's a little rhubarb trivia to savor as you wait for the pie plant to ripen. The name rhubarb comes from a Latin phrase meaning root of the barbarians, having originated in the regions of Mongolia and Tibet. Before sugar was widely available, rhubarb was mainly used to flavor meat and soup dishes and was valued as much of the rarest of spices. As an herbal remedy, rhubarb is said to relieve acid reflux and other digestive disorders, and it's one of the most reliable perennials in the garden. Some families have harvested from the same plants for up to 20 years. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Looking for rhubarb recipes? Find them at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, 46, a cloudy overcast, some light scattered precipitation developing. Could be off and on chances for precip this week. Looks like some welcome spring showers may be coming our way. Cooler highs today, only in the 50s.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports' Aaron Judge returned from a scheduled day off to homer twice and drive in the tying run as the Yankees rallied past Royals 6-4 for their ninth straight win. Judge went deep for the third straight game when he connected off Daniel Lynch. He added another no-doubt shot in the ninth, giving Judge five homers in the last five games and eight on the year. Clark Schmidt earned the win in relief of Yankee starter Luis Severino, and Aroldis Chapman handled the ninth for his sixth save. Dylan Coleman took the loss in relief for Kansas City. In the NFL draft, Kansas State's Skylar Thompson and Russ Yeast found new homes. Thompson, the quarterback with his name covered in the record book, is a Miami Dolphin. He was selected in the seventh round, number 247 overall, and he was the eighth quarterback taken off the board. Russ Yeast is going to play for the champs, the Los Angeles Rams. He was an all-first team Big 12 performer by the league's coaches in 2021. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
You're like the warm sunshine. I think of you all the time. I've fallen for you, and that's a fact. What do you say to that? You're always in my dreams. I think you know what they mean. My heart knows this is real at last. What do you say? you with me. Loving you won't ever be old hat. What do you say to that? Life could never be the same without you. Love was never really love without you. Here beside you is really where it's at. What do you say? Shine. I think of you all the time. I've fallen for you, and that's a fact. What do you say to that? My heart knows this is real at last. What do you say to that?
One that the state's not about to repair. From where I'm falling, I think I might meet you. Below where we were, just above, just don't care. The way the world's changing, I just can't accept it. No right or wrong, all in between. The faith we were raised on is weathered and shaken. Baby, it don't have to be, 'cause I still believe.